Palestinians, mainly women, protested in front of the International Committee of the Red Cross sub-delegation office in Gaza in solidarity with Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. The protest was in reaction to Monday's arrest of Nawal Assadi, a 50-year-old woman from the West Bank refugee camp of Jenin. Nawal Assadi is the wife of senior Islamic Jihad official Bassam Assadi, who is currently under administrative detention in an Israeli jail. Hana Shilabi, a former prisoner from the West Bank who went on almost 50 days of hunger strike, had this to say.
I spoke to Nawal Assadi's sons and they told me that she's being interrogated by Israeli officers. I want everyone to know that the interrogation period is one of the harshest moments for a Palestinian prisoner inside Israeli jails, and especially for a woman.
While demanding the immediate release of prisoners, protesters held banners calling for the immediate release of all Palestinian prisoners, especially those on hunger strike. Many Palestinian prisoners have been held in Israeli prisons under what is called administrative detention. It allows to hold prisoners indefinitely without charging them or allowing them to stand trial. Protesters say that Israeli forces have been abducting Palestinian women in recent months to exert pressure on their family members inside Israeli jails.
Israeli forces have arrested at least 12 Palestinian women in the last 6 months. They want to break the will of prisoners by arresting their wives. So not only that we come in solidarity with our sons, but we also want to show our support to the female prisoners.
Protesters also called on international organizations to pressure Israel into abiding by international conventions regarding the treatment of prisoners. The International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, has been working vigorously in past years to ensure that the international humanitarian law is respected.
Our role, of course, comes back to the IHL, the international humanitarian law. We are trying within our visits to find the best way how we could implement and make sure these detainees inside the detention places during the visits, within their daily routine in general, it's all going according to the international law.
According to prisoners' advocacy groups, at least 700,000 Palestinians were held in Israeli custody since 1967. Securing the release of prisoners is a highly emotive issue in Palestinian society, which regards them as symbols of resistance to Israeli occupation. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.